everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And this week, we're going to be looking at the league table and going, ooh, that is a league table, everyone, in the middle of March. And later in the show, we're going to be discussing league fixtures in a random weekend in March, as we'll be joined by non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney. And we'll be catching up with the managers at Atherton Coles, Nantwich Town and Whitby Town. But before all of that, let's indeed look at the league table and go, ooh, that is the league table. And this is James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I watched Alan Partridge the other day, Alpha Papa, and I think it's rubbed off on me there. But anyway, well, welcome to the show, James. And right, let's jump straight into these results from this past week. Obviously, we've had some postponements as well, we have to mention, but not too many. It was looking pretty bleak heading into Saturday and on Tuesday, but we have had a decent set of results. Firstly, let's discuss South Shields. I mean, South Shields, we've discussed it, haven't we, James, about how the difference this year is South Shields dig out results, and when they're not necessarily playing well, they still manage to keep the points tally ticking over. That was certainly the case on Saturday. Stalybridge Celtic, very unlucky. 3-1 up at half-time and 3-1 up with 3 minutes to go as well. But South Shields miraculously managed to get a draw out of that game at Bower Fold on Saturday. Stalybridge will feel unlucky, but it's still a point for Stalybridge, and it was still a point for South Shields. And as we'll touch upon in a second, I'm sure, it's the only point they got this past week.
Yeah, indeed. So, I mean, obviously, before we come to the midweek fixture, South Shields have been known to get the late goals coming into it, and obviously bring a point back from Stalybridge. It is a massive point recovered, especially with some of the results at the weekend too.
A great result for Radcliffe, James. Sees the gap between Radcliffe and South Shields is now 10 points. It's still asking a lot, but Radcliffe, it's a big couple of weeks coming up with Warrington and South Shields to come. So we'll know more in a fortnight, won't we?
Still 10 points, and it is still a long way. But with the fact, especially this weekend coming up, Radcliffe, Alderson, Warrington, High playing South Shields, results go a certain way. I don't think it's just a case of Hyde and Radcliffe coming back into it. I think you've got the entirety of the top six back into a title contention there. South Shields, they know for a fact now they can't afford to slip up because they've got five teams on their tails at this moment in time. Hyde United feel a little bit aggrieved that they lost that 1-1-0. There was a late goal, won it there for Radcliffe. And on Tuesday night as well, at the same time, Radcliffe having to come back late on, the goalkeeper being sent off in the 60th minute. So again, Marsh United holding him to a 0-0 draw till the 87th minute and came round. So again, Radcliffe just getting that form back.
A very good week for Radcliffe. A 1-0 win for them against Hyde United on Saturday. And as James says, a 2-0 win at Mask United on Tuesday. South Shields, a draw on Saturday, a defeat on Tuesday evening. Just to touch upon the team in fourth, Warrington Town, obviously their game didn't happen at the weekend, so the door was left slightly ajar for the likes of Bamber Bridge and Gainsborough Trinity to close the gap, and they did. Bamber Bridge, a 2-1 win over Stafford Rangers. Gainsborough Trinity, a 2-0 win over Warrington Rylands. The gap now between those three teams, Warrington Town in fourth, Bamber Bridge in fifth, Gainsborough Trinity in sixth, is just 1 point. And we should say Gainsborough Trinity outside the playoffs are actually just 4 points behind Hyde United, and Gainsborough have a game in hand over the Tigers. So it was a good weekend for Bamber Bridge and for Gainsborough, James.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Bamber Bridge, another great goal there. Finlay Sinclair Smith to get themselves the 3 points there. This is why I think the race isn't as over as people think, because you've got Bamber Bridge and Gainsborough with goal scorers. So Berkey might be right here with the fact that Bamber Bridge could maybe make the top three. Gainsborough Trinity, good early start for them to get the 2-0 win. And again, games are making the most advantage of the results underneath them at this moment in time too, from the weekend. It just keeps themselves in that playoffs race. So we're starting to see that gap appear again. We're starting to see the top six starting to split off.
You say that, James, but Guiseley picked up a very good result, didn't they? A 3-1 win over Marine. And that sees Guiseley back in with a shout. Gap is 7 points between Guiseley and Bamber Bridge in the playoffs. And, you know, it's possible with 21 points still left available for Guiseley that they could close that gap.
With Marine, Matlock and Guiseley, again, probably looking more towards the away playoff spots at this moment. Marine obviously still got two games in hand after the result against Geisler. Saying that, I did say last week as well, Whitby have got a very, very outside chance with the form at this moment.
So. I know. Let's go. Let's segue straight to Whitby. And my goodness me, a 4-1 win for Whitby Town on Saturday against Matlock Town. And let's hear now from the manager at the Turnbull Ground. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Nathan Haslam. Well, Nathan, a big thank you for joining us. And first, big congratulations. What a victory over Matlock Town. I mean, how was your Saturday afternoon?
Enjoyable. There's not been many comfortable Saturday afternoons, I must say, because every game we played in has been tight. We've only ever really had Bamber Bridge and Liversidge away during the course of the season where it's been a pretty comfortable afternoon. So, yeah, it wasn't pretty. Four very, very good goals, all goal of the month contenders. And we put Matlock to the sword, and like you say, it was a valuable 3 points to get us, you know, further away from the relegation zone.
Obviously, as well, when we talk about recent results, you know, you've had to play Warrington Town, Radcliffe, and Matlock, all vying for the playoffs. You've got 5 points out of that, unbeaten in those three games. That's phenomenal stuff, isn't it? Really, and goes to show you just how far Whitby have come post Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the crazy thing is when you look at the league, aside from South Shields, we're running away with it. You know, we played Hyde at home, drew with them. Good competitive game. Warrington, this season, we beat them, we drew with them. Bamber Bridge, we beat them. We got them to play on Saturday. And Radcliffe, we've drawn both games with them. So, what we said, we will compete. I think it's just took a bit of time for us guys to really believe in ourselves. And, you know, I think experience has been a massive part to play in the rise of, you know, the improvement, bringing bodies in like Adam Gell and Joe Wheatley on loan. That's helped us massively. But, yeah, we'll go toe-to-toe with anyone in the league. It's just probably come a little bit too late for us in the day to really make a go of it at the top end of the table.
That being said, though, Nathan, I mean, the big teams you've got to take on, they just keep on coming, don't they? You've got Bamber Bridge this weekend, Marine, Hyde United. It's quite six games that you've had to play or have to play during this period. That's quite something, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is, but like you've just alluded to, it's on paper and the game's not played on paper, is it? We all make a pre-judgment. They're all good teams, but look at every game in this league. Any team on the day can, you know, can beat each other. So it's just about turning up on the day, confident, in good form. If you have been on the back of a bad run, you've got to try and claw yourself away from it with a performance. Your season can turn on that. So, yeah, the thing is for us as managers and, you know, even the group of lads that I've got, we're just bouncing at the minute and we're just looking forward to every challenge that comes our way. So, irrespective of whether it's someone at the bottom of the league or the top of the league, we're just looking forward to every game on a Saturday now. We think it helps massively with no midweekers. Now it's not as demanding on the body. We've got plenty of rest time. We can start working on things again in training. But yeah, there's seven games to go, you know, and although we're very close to being safe, we're not. It's still seven cup finals for us and we want to finish the season strongly.
Yeah, those three teams that I read out there, they're not really going to be wanting to play you given, you know, what's happened at the Turnbull Ground last Saturday against Matlock Town, that's for sure. And just to say, Nathan, as well, obviously we've caught up a couple of times during this season and we've been talking, you know, about Whitby getting away from that relegation line. I know it's not job done yet, but 47 points ordinarily would be enough. But you must be pleased as we head towards the back end of the season now with the form, with the performances, and certainly it does give you a springboard towards next season, that's for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the way I look at it is, you know, our season is 42 games. The first seven games, we were just wasn't working for us. And the changing point was Nantwich away when we won 2-0, our first win of the season. From that point, we've been inconsistent with our performances, but we have been getting wins. We've not lost back-to-back in the last 28 games. We've always picked up points. We've always bounced back from adversity. But what we found is, for instance, the turn of the new year, we are getting back-to-back wins, and we're doing more than that. We won a 4-win winning streak. We lost against Lancaster, real poor performance. Bounced back again the week after with a win. That's what we've been doing. And it's just a credit to the lads. But like you say, the job's not done yet. We're looking down, but also looking up as well. Like you said, we've got all the teams in around the playoffs. You know, I'm sure with the games that we play, we're going to have a big bearing on who finishes in the playoffs because they've got us all to play. And it's going to be interesting as every season is in the Northern Prem because it looks exciting down the bottom end as well. You know, teams with games in hand. So it's that part of the season when it really, really matters. And for us, what really, really matters is we can affect the top end of the table. So we just need to take each game as it comes.
And how crucial is it for you as well, Nathan, to, I mean, I could be sensationalist at this point and say you're only 11 points for the playoffs, and if you win those games against those playoff chasers, then it's, you know, you deserve to get towards the playoffs, that's for sure. But how important is it to get as close to that playoff line as you can towards the back end of the season now, just to, you know, to give you a bit of an insight into the squad for next season?
Go one or two ways for us. I mean, if we keep picking out positive results, as you've just said there, it's a very, very long outside chance. It's not impossible, but it's a very long stretch for us to do it. But you'd need a lot of results to go our way as well. And we'd have to be in the form of our lives and probably win every game that we've got to get in the playoffs. So it's unlikely that'll happen. But in terms of planning forward for us, it's players playing for contracts. It's really looking at it. We wanted to build on our seventh place finish last year. We're not far away from that at the moment. And I think for us, that's what we've got to be aiming at. And that's handicapping ourselves by seven games at the start of the season, losing our striker to Darlington, who, you know, top goal scorer of the league last year, losing experienced players again to Darlington. So it'll be a massive, massive achievement. And I think it already is a massive achievement that with seven games left, we can actually look at the possibility, or at least aim to try and finish in the same position as what we did last season. So that's a credit to the lads and the form that we've been in. So that's our aim at the moment. Just need to keep taking each game as it comes, and you never know, we might be able to get to where we want to be.
Yeah, and just a final question, Nathan. Obviously, if you win this game tomorrow, you'll be 8 points behind the team currently sitting fifth. So, you know, like we said, it's not a million miles off the possibility of getting towards that playoff line, that's for sure. So how much are you looking forward to this closing set of matches in the league and seeing what's possible at the Turnbull Ground?
Yeah, massively. We had a training session last night. We had a quick briefing with the boys, 10 minutes with them, just, you know, the way where we're at, seven games left. Sometimes, you know, seasons can peter out a little bit. And I've heard those quotes a few times with teams who are dropping points and not really playing for anything. But I think with our lads, you've just got to be around it and you can feel a good vibe around the place. And I'll say this now, it's almost like the season, the finish of the season's coming a little bit too soon for us because we're kind of in top gear now. But we've just got to keep going. Just got to keep going and doing our thing and enjoying it. And, you know, if it comes to the point where we've got nothing to play for, then that gives me a great opportunity to bring in some of our young blood that's coming through. But young Josh Scott there, he's only 17 years old. He's showing lots and lots in training. And I really do want to blood him, but it's got to be the right time for him. And if that time comes towards the end of this season, then, you know, for every negative, there's a positive. If we've got nothing to play for, it gives me an opportunity where I can bring some of these boys through. So, yeah, looking forward to the business end of it. You know, fingers crossed we can keep the run going. And, yeah, let's see what happens.
Good stuff. Well, Nathan Haslam, manager of Whitby Town, a big, big thank you for joining us. Congratulations on that brilliant victory last weekend, and all the best in the coming matches.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks, mate.
Nathan Haslam there, manager of Whitby Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's just discuss FC United for a second. I mean, they were beaten by Atherton Colls by a goal to nil at Alderhouse on Saturday, seeing them up to 42 points in the league table. But then FC United did something interesting and picked up that win against South Shields sees FC United within 10 points of the playoffs. They've played a game more than the likes of Bamber Bridge, Gainsborough and Warrington Town. But we'll know more after Marine, won't we, on Saturday, I suppose?
I think that was literally about to say that the Marine games from the side, FC United and Whitby, they've got to win near enough every game to get up there. Marine's a big 6-pointer in that regard at this moment. If you feel like if FC don't get a big result out of that one there, that could end their playoff run at this moment in time. If they drop any more points, that could end the season. And Marine's a very, very tough place to start out with.
Let's just touch upon the teams down towards the bottom end of the table. Cracking result for Atherton Colls last weekend against FC United. And let's hear now from the manager at Atherton Colls, and it's a big welcome back to the show now, to Brad Cook. Well, Brad, a big thank you for joining us. Congratulations with that 1-0 victory over FC United.
Thank you.
Following a defeat against Marine, but then obviously before that, you beat Radcliffe. I mean, it's good results considering who you're playing at the moment and just keeping the points ticking over. How was your Saturday afternoon against FC, though, firstly?
Yeah, it was enjoyable. Well, it was always enjoyable when you finish and when you've won the game. I can't say it's ever enjoyable when you're watching it, that is for sure. But yeah, it was a good afternoon. I thought that, you know, we've played better than what we did on Saturday, and and probably lost games. So it was nice to come out with the 3 points. It's always nice to be FC United and doing the double over them. Sorry to say that, mate, but...
it's okay. We're all friends here.
It was nice to do that. But FC give it a right goal. They actually, the best spell of the game was when they went down to 10 men. I thought the fight that they shown when they went down to 10 was excellent. And it was a tough 3 points.
And I touched upon the form at the minute with Atherton Coles. I mean, people will say about momentum and that kind of thing, but given the time of the season we're at now, it is just about getting the wins when you can. So with that regard, I mean, how pleased are you or concerned are you and that kind of thing with where Atherton Coles are at the moment, just keeping yourselves ahead of all the fun and games beneath you in the table?
Yeah, well, you know what? We've been very, very consistent, barring probably 4 or 5 games, with our performances. We've been relatively steady all season. You take Marine out of it, with the beat was 4-0, you take Morpeth out of it, and every game has been really, really close. And that's kind of performances have not warranted, I don't think, the points total that we're on now. I think we should be maybe 6 or 7 ahead of where we are. I mean, we've took the lead. I think we're from winning positions, I think we've dropped about 15 to 20 points. So it's nice now to start getting wins on the board. We've drawn 12 this year, and a lot of them have been from winning positions. So the pleasing thing for me is now, although it's not, you know, consistently win, we're turning those draws now into wins. And it'd be nice if we could get 2, 3, 4 wins on the bounce that would, you know, see us over the line. But like I say, all I've said all season is keep the performance levels at, you know, high as we have doing, and the results and the luck will change, and thankfully we've got that recently.
Yeah, and it's odd, isn't it? Because ordinarily you get over 40 points in this league, that's the season done and dusted at that point. And it's remarkable that you're 2 points behind the likes of Stafford Rangers and Warrington Rylands, and 7 points clear of the relegation line, but still that doesn't feel enough, which is mad, isn't it, really?
It's crazy, and that's just, you know, testament to the quality of the division. I mean, it's a really, really tough division. I'll be absolutely honest with you, I don't really look at the league table and think these need to do this, these that. I just solely focus on ourselves. We've got a points total. We had a points total at the beginning of the season as well, and if we hit that points total, we'll be fine. And if we're not fine, then it'll take, you know, probably the first time ever that someone would have gone down on, you know, so many points. So just keep ticking away. Try not to get involved in the noise that's in and around it, because there's a lot of it. And if we just focus on ourselves and our performances, I'm sure that we'll be all right. It'd be nice to do that sooner rather than later. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, it's a really, really competitive league where anyone can beat anyone on the day.
Yeah, and it's a big week coming up as well, because obviously you've got Ashton United tomorrow, and that feels like a pretty pivotal game with regards to the league table. Yeah. And then on Wednesday, you're in the semi-finals of the Lancashire Trophy as well against Bamber Bridge. And this is a big week, though, isn't it, coming up for the club?
Huge week. Well, it's 10 days. We've got 4 games in 10 days now. Mm. And this is where we've really got to start using the squad. I learned a lot from last season. We was in a great position going into the last 10 games. And we didn't win 1 in 10 last year. In our last 10, we didn't win a game. So I learned a lot. I learned that, you know, we can't burn players out. You know, we have got a really small squad, but we've got to rotate. And we've got to try and attack games as best as possible. But it's a massive week for us, starting tomorrow at Ashton. And then the semi-final on Wednesday. So I was unlucky to get beat in the semi-final when I played for Coles. I've been beat in the semi-final last year, and I got beat in the semi-final a couple of years before that as well. So I've got a real hoodoo in this cup, and I'm trying to get a little bit more out of the lads to see how we can get to that final. So I've promised them that I'll wear a suit to the final if we get there.
Blimey, right, okay.
So hopefully that's the added incentive that we need to get to the final. So fingers crossed.
Good stuff. And I'll come to the remaining games in a second. But just to touch upon Ashton tomorrow as well. You've obviously leapfrogged over Ashton in recent matches. This does feel like it'd be good, wouldn't it, to just draw a line under this season, to get as many early wins as you can in these closing set of fixtures. So you can start to think about next season. That'd be nice, I'm going to suggest.
100%, and that's what we want, and that's what we've aimed. We've aimed that if we can hit a certain point total by the end of March, we think it'll be enough, and then you can kind of just focus on enjoying it a little bit more then. So starts tomorrow at Ashton. When you look at the team on paper, and I know football isn't played on paper, but they're a really, really strong side. They've got some top quality players, so we know how tough it's going to be. And we're going to try and go there and make it as difficult for them as possible. And hopefully we can come out with some points. But yeah, it doesn't get easier. We're both in a position where a win tomorrow kind of near enough gets you there, I think. So it's a big game for both.
And Brad, just a general thought about what's possible. Obviously, you know, getting survival as quick as you can would be a good season. But also, like we said about the Lancashire Trophy, there's a potential for silverware here as well. So how much are you looking forward to what's possible in the closing couple of months of the season?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I go back to the beginning of the season, we would have been in everyone's probably bottom four to go down, which is absolutely fine. I've got no problem with that, with a football club where we're at and where we're at financially and et cetera, et cetera. It's probably right to assume that. So staying in the division, it'd be massive for us. Obviously, that's first and foremost. I actually think we're a little bit better than that, and I don't want to be seen as a team that just scrapes through and just avoids relegation. I want to finish as high up the table as possible, because I think we've got, you know, some good lads and a good squad and good staff and good people behind us and volunteers that deserve the recognition to finish as high up the table as possible. But ultimately, when you look back in football, it's all about winning trophies, isn't it? So to get to a final is obviously what we want as well. So if we can do that, if we can finish high up the table as possible and get to a final, win a cup, then, you know, it'd be a brilliant, brilliant finish to the season. So fingers crossed we can do that.
Well, Brad Cook, manager of Afferton Coles, a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. Best of luck in the Lancashire Trophy semi-final on Wednesday night, and big good luck in the coming matches, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, mate. Cheers, I'll speak to you soon.
Brad Cook, the manager of Afferton Coles, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Afferton Coles, big win on Saturday. That does relieve the pressure somewhat. And they need to get results like that, because Nantwich Town, a massive result this on Saturday, a 2-1 win over Lancaster City, which sees Nantwich Town within 2 points now of Morpeth Town, 4 points behind Stalybridge Celtic. Morpeth Town, incidentally, do have two games in hand. Well, let's judge the mood now at the Weaver Stadium following that 2-1 victory over Lancaster City on Saturday afternoon. And it's a welcome to the show now to the brand new manager at Nantwich Town. It's a welcome to the show to Paul Carden. Paul, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations on that victory against Lancaster City on Saturday. I mean, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, my first game was against Hyde, and we deserved more than nothing out of that game. If we'd have won the game, or if we'd have drew the game, you'd have argued we should have won. But like I said, after it, that's what happens when you've been down there and things go against you. But the lads were fantastic, and they followed it up last week against Lancaster. We started really well, and we had a bit of a lull. They scored, and then we finished the first half strong, got a goal. But should have been 2-0 up in the first 10 minutes. And then second half, we were much the better side and totally deserved the win. And I think Felly actually come out and said that as well. So, so yeah, but, you know, it's one win. It's a good 3 points. But, you know, we've got a lot of work to do, a lot of hard work to do.
Well, congratulations on that first win. And congratulations on your appointment more generally at the Weaver Stadium, Paul. I mean, how are you settling into your new surroundings?
Yeah, it's been good. Nantwich has always been a club where, as an opposition manager, you always enjoyed going, because the people were good there, you know, after the games and stuff, conducted themselves in the right way all the time. And actually, because we played them that much, and we played them in significant games like playoffs and stuff like that. And, you know, in the past when I was at Warrington, Nantwich was always up there in the league, and we were always vying for the top end of the league, and the games were always big. But the people who were at the club were always good and very hospitable, and you get to know people. And John called me up and he said, you know, we'd like to know if you're interested in your availability. And I said, yeah, I'm definitely interested. I'm definitely available. So obviously you go into a club and, you know, results haven't been going well and everyone's low on confidence. You know, and it's just about trying to pick people up and trying to get a bounce and a response to, you know, to get results.
And it's a tricky situation, isn't it? It's, there's been a couple of clubs like this in the Northern Premier League this season where there's not been just one change of manager. There's been two during the season, which means there's kind of fragments of both previous managers in the squad as well. So how busy have you been? Because you're having to hit the ground running here because there's only so many games left of the season. And so how busy have you been trying to shape the squad in a short period of time so it's as close to a Paul Carden side as you can get?
Well, we were really low on defenders. We had to obviously bring in a couple of centre-halves, which I did, and then we got a couple of defenders back who'd been out injured, but there was only four fit in my first training session. So that's what we had to do. And then it's been a case of basically trying to tidy the squad up whilst obviously making sure we've got the right balance and numbers and good players in. A few of the younger lads, we've moved them out to be dual registered at clubs lower down. We've let one or two go. A couple have gone to clubs in our division who weren't going to play just purely positionally because I've changed the system. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a tidying up process, but obviously mindful of we've still got a job to do. It's not like it's pre-season.
And thanks to that win over Lancaster, I mean, we've been discussing this relegation fight for survival for a while now, and that was a handy win last Saturday. 2 points behind Morpeth. Morpeth do have games in hand. 4 points behind Stalybridge. You've got the likes of Mask and Liversidge just behind you with games in hand on yourselves. So what's your assessment on how things are at the moment around that relegation line? Because it seems like it's going to be an exceptionally high number to survive this year, points-wise.
Yeah, well, this is it, isn't it? And, you know, looking at it, and I'm not trying to cry it in, we have got the most difficult running. With seven games to go, we play five out of the top seven. We play Gainsborough tomorrow. So we've got a big challenge on, not just to get the right amount of points to stay in the league, but the opponents to get those points from are all top end sides. You know, have been up there most of the season. You know, the only two we haven't got who aren't in the top seven are Stafford, who are always a tough side, and then Mask away. So, you know, it's out of when you're looking at fixtures and you're looking at who you'd want, you probably wouldn't pick many of them, but. Listen, it is what it is, and if you take nine games, you know, when I came in, we had nine games, and six of them were in the top seven. So yeah, so it is what it is. We can only get points off the teams we're playing, but we do obviously looking at the other teams and the games and they've got. We're relying on snookers. We're relying on those teams around us to drop points and not win games. And you know, I think last week's game means that the teams below us certainly have got to win games, and we pulled teams above us, not directly sort of in it, but we've made them probably look over the shoulder a little bit by getting those 3 points, and that's what we must continue to do.
You mentioned the teams you're playing, and I think we mentioned it on the monthly show last week, just how difficult this running is. However, I'm going to suggest, Paul, given your track record at Warrington Town and, you know, how well you compete against these teams in previous seasons, and given the stakes, I don't think any of these teams are going to be wanting to be playing Nantwich Town at the moment.
No, well, I mean, to be honest, there's some good players in the squad. You know, there's some good players who, if you listed them, there'd be a lot of clamour for signatures of them. So, obviously, there's been a lack of confidence, and that obviously comes with not winning games. So, it's important to try and make those players feel important, feel part of it. You know, understand what they're good at. You know, remind them of the sense and what they've done, and you know, at this level and leagues above. And so that's what we've been trying to do, and that'll be, you know, what we'll be trying to do. Just remind us and giving people opportunities and training to to show the strengths and to train to the strengths so that the, you know, the confidence grows, because they think, oh yeah, I remember when I was doing that. I remember when I was scoring goals. I remember when I was keeping clean sheets. That's what we were doing. And because sometimes, you know, when you go on such a long time without winning games, it can go out your mind, because you're thinking, I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to miss that chance. And then all of a sudden apprehension kicks in, and then that just becomes a vicious circle that bites you on the backside. So, yeah, we've just been reminding players of just play to your strengths, play to do the things you're good at.
And last question, Paul. Obviously, it's a challenge, but one that you're clearly up for. I mean, how much are you looking forward to these remaining 7 games of the season, and what's possible?
Well, this is it, and success is measured in different ways. And Nantwich, over the last few years, success would have been finishing in the playoffs, trying to get out the division. After it all, I want to try to put this club back up the top of the league, where it's been in the past, where it's more than capable of being. But obviously, we know short term we've got a big challenge ahead to like you say, to get as many points as we can to stay in the division. And you know, that's an enjoyable challenge in itself. It's difficult, it won't be easy, but these jobs don't come about and they're easy. You know, even when you're at the top, they're not easy. So we'll be given everything we've got to make sure we get the points that give us enough to stay in the division.
Well, Paul Carden, manager of Nantwich Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big congratulations on your appointment at Nantwich Town, and all the best in the coming matches.
Thanks, Ben. Cheers, mate.
Paul Carden there, manager of Nantwich Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Plenty of twists and turns still left. It was an intriguing week just gone in the league. The weather's a little bit better, only a little bit though, as we head towards the weekend. We're recording this bit of the show on Wednesday. Social media channels, James, ahead of this weekend, just in case, with regards to pitch inspections, that kind of thing, but also, fingers crossed, results as well from Saturday afternoon. How can people keep across it all?
Yeah, on Twitter, Northern Premier League, on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, Official Northern Premier. If you're listening to this on a Friday or Saturday, keep your eye out on the social media for Saturday evening, because we'll be starting the hunt for the next Supporters Player Award. If you're listening to this on a Sunday, keep a look at the tweet for all the rules and regulations. Remember, this first part as well, you get one vote.
Yay! I miss it! Yes! It's back! You can only vote once. This is where I know summer is on the way. This is when it happens, dear listener. This is where I go, you know what? I'm going to go on holiday soon. This is happening. It's finally happening. After 10 months of work, the end of the season is nearly upon us. And it is all to do with when James starts tweeting with his cap lock on and when he says, you can only vote once. That's the key indicators. Well, James, a big thank you for joining us this week. You have a lovely weekend.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
And a big thank you to James Hayes for joining us on this week's show. But it's now time to look into the future as we look ahead to this weekend's matches on Saturday the 18th of March. And joining me once again for a good old-fashioned fixture preview right here on the NPL show, it's a big welcome back to Mr. Thomas Feeney. Hello, Tom, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. How are you?
I'm all good. So, plenty of twists and turns still left. Still plenty of questions. I mean, it was looking like South Shields were probably cruising towards the title. I think 10 points is a decent cushion with about 21 points or so left on the table, that's for sure. But yeah, the playoff race is still there or thereabouts, isn't it? And the relegation battle is certainly still on. So let's turn towards this weekend's matches. And to kick things off, I'm calling it early, everyone. Game of the weekend. Hyde United against South Shields. It's a big game, this one. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, for South Shields, it's simple, really. It's all in their hands. And obviously, you know, the last couple of results have been disappointing for them. And, you know, this is a really tough game against a really good Hyde United side. But with the gap that they have, it should be their season. You know, it's got to be surely their season. But you look at this game, obviously Hyde, a disappointing result last time against a very good Radcliffe team. But, you know, before that, they'd had a nice run. And obviously, it's been a fantastic season for the side.
I mean, South Shields taking on Hyde United this weekend. That's a big game. But also, Radcliffe against Warrington Town, Thomas. I mean, blimey, a huge game. I don't think anyone's going to be out of the playoff race at this point with a defeat. Not suggesting that for a second. But if anyone's got any outside title aspirations, this is winner stays on, isn't it, for the likes of Hyde, Radcliffe and Warrington Town this weekend?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's kind of how these teams are going to have to kind of approach these games. It's just a case of, right, we're going for the playoffs. That's the aim. Win the next three or four. And if South Shields drop a couple of points here and there, maybe they could then look and go, okay, it's, you know, a possibility. But I think it's South Shields' title. That's how other teams will have to be at the moment. And obviously, all the eyes are on the playoffs. And come the end of the season, the odds of Radcliffe and Warrington Town both being in the top five in whichever order that they're in, I think, you know, it looks odds on that those two teams will be there.
Yes, and another team looking to be there is Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge this weekend hosting Whitby Town. And is it possible? I'm talking to a Geisley supporter here, I know, who, you know, are just 7 points from the playoffs at the moment. But it's 11 points for Whitby. And if they beat Bamber Bridge, what does that mean?
I think in terms of putting a statement down for them, you know, last weekend was just fantastic, wasn't it? And it is that thing of, with the NPL Premier, for me, there's always one team at this stage that maybe you're not looking at. You kind of, you know, your eyes are looking a little bit too far up the table and they go on a run and, you know, sometimes they make it, sometimes they don't. But I think they'll be looking and thinking, do you know what? If they get the win against Bamber Bridge as well, what a statement it would put down. And obviously, with what happened last weekend, all of a sudden, two really good wins against teams who you're expecting to be in that top five battle right but at the end of it, they could be that dark horse. That being said, you know, they'd have to get a win against a very good Bamber Bridge team. And obviously, you know, with the aspirations Bamber Bridge have, that's something that they clearly won't want to happen.
Yes, and for Bamber Bridge, obviously they're looking to well and truly embed themselves in the playoffs. One team looking to stay very close to Bamber Bridge is Gainsborough Trinity, just outside the playoffs at the moment. They're taking on Nantwich Town this weekend. Nantwich Town, 2 points inside the relegation places. A massive result for them this past week. This is a tricky game for Gainsborough. It's a home game, but they did win their last home game.
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at Gainsborough and the way that they've been playing the last couple of weeks, you know, the aspirations that they have, they've got to be winning this game because they've been putting in some good performances, getting good results. But obviously, the way the NPL Premier is, you know, you look at teams and think, well, surely someone's going to drop points around that playoff battle. And the last couple of weeks, it does seem, you know, a lot of the teams that are kind of just inside have kept picking up the results. So for Gainsborough, they've got to keep it going. And for Nantwich, that win against Lancaster was just huge, you know, and it really was such an important victory because the way that the table is going, you know, you're looking at some of those teams in the bottom four, they're going to keep picking up results. There is going to be a team in that relegation zone that goes on a run. It will happen. And it's just so important for teams that are just above that line to kind of just pick up as many points as they can because come the end of it, there is going to be one team that gets dragged into it and it's just whether or not they're dragged over the line or they're just able to stay above it.
There is a potential as well for it to tighten up around that playoff line, as we've discussed. Gainsborough Trinity this weekend looking to get themselves back into the playoff places or at least stay within touching distance. But with the likes of Warrington Town, Radcliffe, Hyde United and South Shields all going head-to-head this weekend, there is an opportunity there for the likes of Bamber Bridge and Gainsborough Trinity to capitalise. What about Marine? Marine in seventh at the moment, and Marine 6 points from the playoffs currently, taking on FC United this weekend. Now, here's something interesting. What a game on Tuesday night for FC United. They've started 2023 in not the best of forms, and obviously losing key players certainly hasn't helped. But to go to South Shields and beat South Shields, what do you think? I'm asking someone impartial, someone independent, someone who's not an FC United fan. Can FC United claw back those 10 points there? And what does it mean if it's the same as what I said about Whitby Town against Bamber Bridge? What if FC United beat Marine? What does that mean? Or am I getting too carried away? I should calm down. Over to you, Thomas.
Well, if I'm saying Whitby Town have got a chance, I've got to say the team that are a point and place above them have a chance. You know, and again, in terms of a statement, in terms of a marker, going to South Shields and winning, putting in that kind of performance as well, it is now a case of you've done it, now keep doing it. Keep putting in that level. And if you do, again, theoretically, there's a chance that FC United could do it. Obviously, the way that the table is and the, you know, the amount of teams that kind of think they've got a chance still, you know, is what makes the NPL Premier such a great division, because a lot of divisions, you're kind of looking at maybe one or two just outside the playoffs that right now have still got a chance. While with this league, really, you're looking at kind of that top half of the table. All the teams in the top half will think, yeah, we've got a chance of being in the top five come the end of it. So, again, it is that thing of putting a marker down. I think, you know, for Marine, they just last Saturday had a bad 20 minutes at the office. You know, 70 minutes in, it looked like they were, you know, going to be leaving, and leaving with quite a comfortable win. And that last 20 kind of just blew it all out the water for them. So for Marine, it's a case of kind of using that last 20 maybe as a bit of a motivation for this game, because certain ways of that game, the way that it was going, they wouldn't have been happy with.
Yeah, Marine are the ones with games in hand, obviously. One of those games in hand over some of the teams around them happens on Tuesday when Marine travel to Gainsborough Trinity. Just a small game there at North Elm. It's a big couple of games, isn't it, coming up for Marine? And I think we touched upon this when we were discussing the run-ins and just how tricky it is for Marine at the moment, because then they've got Whitby away next weekend. So it's a crucial week, isn't it, for Neil Young's side. What about Matlock? Matlock on the same number of points as Marine at the moment, but they have played two games more than the Merseysiders. Matlock this weekend travelling to Mask United. Matlock will be looking to bounce back after that defeat to Whitby Town last weekend. For Mask, this is a game that, firstly, they'll be wanting to get played, and furthermore, wanting to get a win, especially given what happened for Nantwich last week.
Yeah, and for Mask, the circumstance of their loss against Radcliffe in midweek, for them, with all that's on the line and the results, you know, looking at the bottom of the table, they've still got that kind of thing of they've got their games in hand, but obviously it's going to get to a point where those games in hand aren't there and they just need to get the points on the board. And I think for Matlock, it's kind of one of those where a few draws beforehand, that loss last weekend will have been really disappointing for them. And if they've got those aspirations to get in the playoffs again, they've got to be getting a win at the weekend. But obviously Mask will have something to say about that.
Yeah, 6 points the gap between Matlock Town and Bamber Bridge currently. A tough game for Matlock this weekend against Mask. Let's discuss Geyser. Obviously, taking on Radcliffe, Gainsborough and Marine in quick succession. I think a lot of people wouldn't have been surprised if, you know, guys, they didn't pick up any points in that sequence of games there. And it was looking like that would be the case. Marine away, what a result. 3-1. Now, guys, they've got those tough games out the way. They've got Warrington Rylands coming up on Saturday. They've got Belper Town. They've got Ashton United. They've got Stalybridge Celtic. They've got Atherton Colls. They've got Liversidge. They've got Lancaster. With all due respect to those teams I've just read out there, based on league position alone, you've got a fancy that Geisley might go unbeaten now to the rest of the season. Easier said than done, all the disclaimers and all that, Thomas. But starting things off with Warrington Rylands this weekend, is it possible?
I mean, I've got to say, I'm the biggest disclaimer going with that, because I do think in this league, you know, especially when you've kind of got an affiliation with one of the teams, every game is so tough. And it did look like the loss against Marine, and that would have been it. Kind of the hope was gone, the playoffs were gone. To turn it round the way that they did, and, you know, the performance, that last 20 minutes was honestly the best 20 minutes of football that Geisley have played this season, I'd say. And it seemed to appear from nowhere. You know, it looked like the game was gone. And then Geisley just kind of turned it on a bit, really. If at the end of the season, Geisley somehow did make the playoffs, that 20 minutes would be the reason why. In terms of Paul Phillips and the way that he spoke afterwards, that's kind of, you know, you want your characters to be out there. You want the players to show something, and that's what they were able to do. You know, with the work that Clegg's got to do in terms of, you know, kind of getting things ready for next season, I feel he's kind of one of those where he'll be learning so much about the squad. And this weekend, it's a really tough game for both teams involved.
Yes. And what about the team in 12th? That's Lancaster City. Lancaster, 13 points from the playoffs. I think that might be at all ask at this stage, given how many points are left on the table. But they're on 45 points. And, you know, given where Lancaster were for the majority of the season, the consensus last week was that 45 points is enough for survival. So another point or another win, and according to our MPL show pundits, that'll be enough. And I, like I said, given where Lancaster were a few months back, they're taking on Belper Town this weekend.
Yeah, I think, you know, start of November, Lancaster kind of looked like one of those teams where you're thinking, what's going on? And obviously then just went on a fantastic run. You know, I think last weekend was the result that meant that they won't have a possibility of making the playoffs. You know, disappointing loss against Nantwich. And, you know, there are a couple of teams where you probably are thinking they are looking for next season now. They'll be looking at which players are going to be kept on and all that. And, you know, for this one, it's kind of one of those where you're probably looking at both managers of maybe got one eye on next season as much as this season.
Now, the old adage, would you rather have the points on the board or games in hand, has been mentioned only a couple of times on this show in its 10 years of its existence. Well, that takes us to Liversidge. And Liversidge were pulling out some results, weren't they? You know, beating the likes of Marine and beating FC United and beating Morpeth Town. And getting some form going right at the right time of the season. And then came the postponements. And that's kind of where Jonathan Rimmington's side are at the moment. Those postponements, they've got the games in hand. They will play those games, but have they lost the momentum? We'll find out a little bit this weekend as Liversidge take on Stafford Rangers.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's one of those where there are times where games get called off and you think, oh, maybe the manager will take positives from it, you know, for whatever reason. I think with where Rimmo's side were and, you know, those results that have been able to pick up, 3 wins out of 4 and, you know, great win against FC United, great win against Marine, a tough game against Bamber Bridge, but one where they took Bamber Bridge to a point, you know, they'd have wanted the games. They'd have wanted to play and keep that momentum going. And now it is all about, do they get that reaction or not? Because if they have a bad week, you know, and they lose the next 3 games, you'd think that Liversidge are probably gone as well. So it's a crucial 7 days for them with 3 really tough games.
Yes, just 2 games remaining that we need to discuss. Our penultimate game, Ashton United against Afferton Coles. Afferton Coles, I mean, I said it last week, it's not about getting form at this point, it's about picking up wins when you can. And Afferton Coles, it's a defeat, a win, a defeat, a win, a defeat, a win. Doesn't matter about form at this point. It's about getting those 3 points. And Afferton Coles have done a good job of getting themselves up to 42 points at the minute. Ashton United on 41 points. I know we said about the magical 45 number, but it does feel like at this point, a win for either team, that's almost job done, almost.
Yeah, I think both teams will look at it and think if one of them does leave with the 3 points, they'll go, right, we can start to look towards next season a little bit more now. Whichever team loses, they'll know that their next couple of games, there's a little bit more work to do to try and get to that total. But I think for both teams, it is kind of now just, they might have half an eye on looking towards next season rather than a full on, right, we are looking towards it. But again, for both teams, it's in terms of staying up, it's almost job done. But almost not just there, just yet.
Now, we've had a discussion right at the start of the show about what is game of the weekend. I threw out there very early doors, Hyde United against South Shields. You could argue Radcliffe against Warrington Town as well. But certainly a game down the bottom end of the table, which will be of interest to a fair number of supporters and clubs, is taking place at Craig Park this weekend as Morpeth Town take on Stalybridge Celtic. I know I just said about Afferton Coles and Ashton United about a win that's it. That more or less seals it. This game, it doesn't seal it by any stretch of the imagination, but it does make things a little bit easier. Both managers here will be looking for 3 points.
Yeah, and you know, I think the bottom four teams will all have an eye on this game, and obviously it is kind of one of those matches where both teams, the impact it could have on them in terms of, you know, if it was a heavy defeat for either team, it could have ramifications going forward as well. You know, I think for Morpeth, it's obviously their home form has been lately win one, lose one, win one, lose one. They won the last one. They'll be hoping they can make it back-to-back home wins in the league. And I think, you know, for Stalybridge, obviously, last game, fantastic draw against South Shields. You know, a good win before that against Belper Town. So for them, it's all about carrying on that bit of momentum. But it would obviously be such an important 3 points for either team.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to mention as well, I mentioned the Tuesday night game between Gainsborough Trinity and Marine. Tuesday night is massive because we've also got Mask United taking on Liversidge on Tuesday. So fantastic stuff. Well, Thomas Feeney, non-league reporter from the other side of the Pennines. A big thank you for joining us this week for this fixture preview. Obviously, this weekend, Geisley travelled to Warrington Rylands. You'll be there tweeting and that kind of thing. There'll also be commentary. So how can people keep across the game?
It'll be on Geisley Radio. So very impartial, I will say, Geisley Radio. And you can follow me on Twitter. Be bored, Rigid, at Thomas Feeney.
Good stuff. Well, Thomas Feeney, a big thank you for joining us this week. You have a lovely weekend and catch up again soon.
Speak to you in a bit, mate.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for this week's edition of the MPL show. Big thanks to James and all the managers who've been on the show as well. But remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.